We're going to chat some more footy because the league that does have its season in our off-season is the Northern Territory Football League, and it's celebrating 100 years, which is quite phenomenal. St Mary's, what a dominant footy club, not only in the NTFL, but just in the whole of Australia. We think probably St Mary's, Port Adelaide, winning premiership upon premiership. They're 130, but they're not defending their title this year. The grand final rematch was on last night for round one. Gray Morris is the Northern Territory News sports writer. He joins us. Good afternoon, Gray.
Good afternoon.
Nice to talk to you. We did have the grand final replay last night. How did it pan out?
Yeah, the grand final rematch. Wanderers and St Mary's, as you so rightly said. Wanderers aren't going to... 3 points. 9-13 to 10-4.
Right. Okay.
Absolute blockbuster. Yes, it was a tight game right from the start. The Marys were without quite a few of their regulars because of a wedding. You know what weddings are like. They always seem to happen in October up here in Darwin. But their young side, they hung in there with the Eagles. The Eagles had 22 shots to St Mary's' 14, but in the end, the blue and gold got home over the green and gold.
Yeah, St Mary's a proud footy club, Gray. I mean, it was certainly a bit of a shock last year when they didn't win it. So suddenly they become the hunter, not the hunted this year.
You're right, yes. That's been a term we've used fairly regularly, actually, in the last few weeks. St Mary's used to winning premierships. Sometimes a lot of fans up here think it's their God-given right to win it. But Wanderers snuck under their guard last year and in a terrific grand final when St Mary's were chasing their 31st. But it didn't happen. Wanderers, and of course, with about five Motlops in the side, they won by about 5 goals.
Yeah, always a good Motlop contingent. The other results last night, the Tui Bombers went down to Waratah fairly convincingly there. Palmerston defeating Buffalo quite comfortably. Now, I noticed Brock McLean is up having a run. Of course, he got delisted by Carlton at the end of 2014. Yep. Played at Aberfeldy in the Essendon League. They won a flag this year. I think he played about 6 or 7 matches, and he's suiting up for Darwin, the Buffaloes.
Yes, he's heading up to play for the Buffaloes, and Mark Motlop, the coach, tells me it might be as early as this week when they play St Mary's. So there should be a fair crowd out there to have a look at Brock. He comes to Darwin with a pretty good reputation.
Hey, just on the Tiwi Bombers, they won it back in 2011-12, but they've had some bad news during the week. Gray, they're going to be without their premiership captain, who's done a knee injury, and Austin Wanamiri, of course, played some exciting footy for Melbourne down here, has got that ongoing foot problem.
Yeah, he's got a foot problem, Austin. He needs to get himself fit before we see him out in the ground again. But you're right, Shane Tipiamandamiri, their skipper, had a couple of operations in the off-season on his left knee in the hope that it would be right for early as round one. But unfortunately, the operation also requires some bone grafting. So it's obviously a long-term injury, that left knee. And it means that he won't play at all. He was hoping to play sort of late January, early February, but... Mm-hmm. But the medical specialists have told him now it's going to be the end of next year, which, of course, is the start of our season.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Gray Morris, NT News Sports, right of the opening round of the Northern Territory Football League this weekend. Gee, last year we had Stephen Milne go up and play. We've had Fev in the past go up and play. You've mentioned Brock McLean. Any word on any other former AFL stars heading up through the season?
Well, not really. We're hoping for to get... the guy from Geelong and the VFL, whose name escaped me right now, played with Wanderers last year, Jackson Holmer. We're hoping he comes back for Wanderers at some stage. But, yeah, apart from that, there's not a lot of big names yet, but that's normally the case, though. It's normally about rounds 3 or 4 or even 5 before we see anyone. But certainly Brock McLean is the one big name that jumps out.
And just one other story I wanted to touch on with you. Brendan Curry, who... was a long-time general manager of Williamstown here in the VFL. And, look, I know he had a tough end there when they had a bit of a change of thinking and direction. He headed up to take on the role of CEO of the Northern Territory Thunder in the NEIFL competition. They recently won the premiership, but he's been sacked this week. Can you fill us in on that story?
Yeah, a bit of an amazing situation, really. You're right. 2 weeks after they won their second NEIFL flag, Thunder, Brendan Curry is without a job, the general manager. The new CEO up here tells me that they're restructuring. They decided that they didn't need a general manager. They already had a general manager of community football in Joel Bowden, of course, the former Richmond champion.
Yep.
So they decided to virtually make him extinct. And as you can imagine, Brendan isn't a happy chappy. He's only been up here 6 months. He's bought a house. He's relocated his family.
Mm.
And I think there's going to be a bit more said.
Yeah, look, and I did read a little bit of the article earlier this morning, and obviously with the new CEO taking over from Tony Frawley, who've been in that post a long time at AFLNT, they've decided that maybe they're a little bit top-heavy in certain areas and that the Thunder needs to come more under the AFLNT banner. Wing. So we'll wait and see. But Brendan Carey, I mean, he was here at Williamstown for about 20 years, I think. And you're right. I mean, 6 months in the job, he didn't go up there for a six-month stint to relocate the family. So might be a bit more fallout from that. Gray, really appreciate your time, and we'll cover it each week here, the NTFL.
Fantastic. All the best.